There was just enough light from the setting sun to see a quick flash of red color from the small car, and then it was crawling toward us through the shadows of the tree-lined street. And as if awakened by those shadows, the dark passenger carefully uncoiled and spread out its wings and hissed a warning. Without thinking, I stepped down hard on the gas, even before I turned back around to face front, and I left a small patch of torn grass behind me and narrowly missed plowing into a mailbox as I looked forward again. The car skidded slightly as it regained the pavement. "Hold on," I told the kids, and with some something far too close to panic, I raced down the street and turned right, back toward US 1. I could see the other car behind me, but I was well ahead by the time I got back to the highway, and I turned right quickly into heavy traffic. I began to breathe again just once or twice as I powered across three lanes of rapidly moving cars and into the far left lane. I gunned it through a light just as it changed to red and sped up the street for a half mile before I saw an opening in the oncoming traffic and screeched through a left-hand turn and down another quiet residential street. I drove through two intersections and then turned left again so that I was now running parallel to US 1. The street was dark and quiet, and there was no sign of anything at all behind us now, not even a bicycle. "All right," I said, "I think we lost him." In the mirror, I saw Cody staring out the back window, and he turned around and caught my eye and nodded.
"But who was it, Dexter?" Aster said.
"Just some random lunatic," I said, with more reassurance in my voice than I actually felt. "Some people get off on scaring people they don't even know." Cody frowned.
"Same guy," he said. "From the hospital."
"You can't know that," I said.
"Can," he said.
"It's just a coincidence. Two different crazy people," I told him.
"Same,"
he said dismissively.
"Cody," I said.
But I could feel the adrenaline draining out of me, and I really didn't want an argument, so I let it go at that. He would learn as he grew that the greater Miami area was filled with a varied and impressive collection of wackos and predators, and many that were half of each. There was no way to know why someone had followed us, and it didn't really matter. Whoever it was, they were gone now. Just to play it safe, I continued to drive on the side streets all the way home, in case our follower was watching the highway. Besides, with the sun going down, it was easier to see somebody behind us in darker house-lined streets, away from the bright orange glow of the lights along US 1. And there was nobody to see. Once or twice, headlights flared in the rearview mirror, and each time, it was simply a homeward-bound commuter turning down his own street and parking in his driveway. We came finally to the cross street that took us to our own little bungalow. I turned onto it and edged up to US 1 carefully, looking in all directions. There was nothing to see but traffic, and none of it looked sinister, and when the light finally changed to green, I crossed the highway and drove through the two more turns that took us to our street.